I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. A Republican state lawmaker who was arrested for bringing a gun to Denver International Airport will not be criminally prosecuted. As 91.5 KRCC's Bent to Brooklyn reports, the Boulder District Attorney's Office says there's not enough evidence for a criminal case.
A TSA agent found the loaded 9mm handgun when Representative Lori Sain's bag was being screened at a security checkpoint. The case was passed to Boulder because Denver's District Attorney Beth McCann worked with Sain when they were both state lawmakers. The Boulder DA's office says Sain forgot the firearm was in her purse and, quote, no criminal case against Ms. Sain can be proven beyond a reasonable doubt. After security agents found the firearm, Sain was sent to jail overnight. The Denver Police Department confirms it had 106 similar incidents in the last 12 months. This was the second arrest. It is a felony. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
El Paso County commissioners have agreed to allow tiny homes in unincorporated areas in east central Colorado. The vote was unanimous on Tuesday to change land use code to permit tiny homes on agricultural zoning districts and wherever mobile homes are allowed. Tiny homes are miniature dwellings that are typically less than 400 square feet. The changes will also allow people to live in tiny homes permanently. Under previous language, residents were only allowed to live in them temporarily since they were classified as RVs. El Paso County is one of the first local governments to change its rules on tiny houses. In 2014, Walsenburg officials made changes to land use codes that allowed tiny homes without wheels on residential lots. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.